This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Somebody's been counting healthcare apps for smartphones and tablets and figures there are 265,000 of them. And some of these apps may actually help improve care for patients. Mount Sinai Health Systems in New York is taking a meta approach. Their app helps physicians prescribe other apps, mobile programs that have been evaluated and ranked. From our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
Sometimes apps can make a difference. Take 32-year-old Laura Webb, who for a decade has wrestled with Crohn's disease, an inflammatory bowel condition.
I've been hospitalized so often, and I'd been in a coma, I'd had multiple blood transfusions, I had to learn how to walk again, I even lost all of my hair twice.
Webb's doing well now, but like many people with chronic conditions, her case takes constant management. A simple app that helps her and her doctor keep tabs on her symptoms can be the difference between another hospitalization and tweaking her meds. Research shows physicians at two-thirds of the nation's largest hospitals now want to prescribe apps, but only a tiny fraction of patients are following through. Here's one reason why.
If a patient then goes to their Google Play or App Store, they will put Mount Sinai there, and I'm doing it as we're speaking.
Dr. Ashish Atreja walks me through what can happen when patients try to download a Mount Sinai app for hospital appointments.
And we suddenly see there's so many apps with just Mount Sinai name.
Actually, more than 40 apps pop up on Atreja's phone. Totally daunting for patients. And then there's the doctor. For example, Atreja, a gastroenterologist who treats Laura Webb, knows he wants to track patient symptoms at home. But which app should he prescribe?
There's so many apps. Either the doctors don't know which apps to choose, and then we don't know how to get the right app into the hands of the patient at the right time.
Atreja believes Prescription Universe is the solution. It's an app for apps, and one of several emerging businesses looking to take advantage of this new market. Prescription Universe does several things. It ranks medical apps by effectiveness, makes it easy for the patient to download the prescription, and has a feedback channel so the doctor can monitor patient data. It's been so popular at Mount Sinai, doctors are prescribing as many as 300 apps a day.
What they're essentially building is a platform, and the platform potentially solves a problem for doctors and patients, which are they're struggling with all of this hype and all of these potentially cool gizmos.
Dr. Bob Wachter is the author of the book, The Digital Doctor. Wachter says the danger is things like Prescription Universe or its competitors can offer the illusion of information without quality data. The truth, he says, is most apps often lack the scientific evidence and rigor to know if they can really work and improve the quality of our lives. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.